called hitting the post. Hold on. It's like when a reliever walks into the from the bullpen. You have to wait till they get to the mound, and then you start throwing your pitches and everything. It's like Timmy Trumpets, right? I don't know if I would pick this one.
It's overdone.
And Tom, like, what are you doing? It's too much of an... Come on, let's go. Let's go, producer Tom.
It's a great song, Brad Pro.
But you just turned it down, the most important part. What are you doing? I've just reached the mound.
Bradpo, he's a kid. He's still learning.
He's a kid.
I'm like, fading it. I'm fading it out.
Listen, again, this is about... This hour is about being uncomfortable to be more comfortable. This is what this is all about, is the Woo Sox Power Hour with the first ever Woo Sox Wasabi Challenge. Tyler Murray.
Hey.
Who's going to be on the broadcast, Red Sox broadcast with Will Fleming later. Natalie Norrie, Woo Sox sideline reporter, amongst many, many hockey things. Many, as we learned before the break, many hockey. There is literally is not a hockey endeavor that she's not a part of. So congratulations, Natalie.
Thanks, Brad.
Does it feel like, is it hard to shift seasons?
Yeah, sometimes I think it is, at least for me. Maybe Tyler can add to that.
But yeah, Tyler, is it hard to shift seasons?
It's two completely different sports. There's no memorization involved in baseball. Mm-hmm. Baseball is like an open book test when you're on the broadcast. Everything's in front of you. You have time between pitches and between at-bats. Hockey, if you don't have every single player's number memorized,
you can't Google it.
Screwed.
Yeah, you can't Google it.
So that's the big difference.
And there's always like an overlap, too, between each season, at least a couple weeks, months.
I know, which is a perfect opportunity to ask you the questions, which I proposed. And now Tyler's here, so he can answer them as well. All right, here we go. We're going to find out what's what when it comes to hockey versus baseball. I usually do this football versus baseball. I've done it with Marvin Harrison Jr. I did it with Gronk. I did it the other day with somebody else. I can't remember. But now we have two hockey people in here. And Brian Abraham, farm director, was just on, who was at, Tyler, you heard that driving in, right?
Oh, it was amazing.
It was amazing.
You kept complimenting him on his answers. That's my favorite part. A great answer, Brian. He really appreciates it.
I'm here. I build up to tear down. So now it's hockey versus baseball. It's a perfect time to do this. So now I'm going to try to remember, Natalie, the questions that I asked you.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
The first, I always remember, because it's a question that we always ask people about baseball. Which is better to go to as a fan, hockey or baseball? Natalie Norrie, what say you?
I'm going to answer these as unbiased.
Don't say this. I like this isn't going to be like I like you personally, but.
Okay. Hockey.
Oh.
Hockey isn't boring podcast. It's a takeover.
Listen, as I said 2 hours ago, anything boring, you owe me $5 for the trademark. So, all right.
Shall I laugh?
Hey, listen, Natalie. Yes. It's your prerogative to be wrong. Go ahead. Okay. Tell me why.
All opinion-based. I think... For me, watching a baseball game, I prefer to be able to listen to the announcers because, I don't know, growing up around here, we would come to Fenway as like high school students and like it was kind of like a group, like fun outing. I feel like when you're in a hockey arena, it's so loud in there and all the seats are right on top of each other that you cannot miss the action. You can't miss it. In baseball,
you have to pay attention.
Yeah, in baseball, you have to pay a little more attention. I appreciate the detail of the sport, but I think as a fan... Hockey.
Again, you cannot say I like you personally, but I like.
I think hockey.
Fine. Dig in. Hockey. All right, Tyler.
I fell in love with hockey after the first time I went to a game in person. Mm-hmm. But baseball for me, when you're at the ballpark, I think get rid of the pitch clock if I'm at the ballpark because I want to stay there as long as possible. Ooh. And I will posit that once you can get a draft beer at Fenway, that is the best in-stadium sports experience for me. Mm-hmm. So if you're with friends, if you're kicking back and enjoying, baseball's where it's at. But if you're a kid and you want nonstop action, keep your attention, then yeah, hockey. But overall, I got to go baseball there.
Okay.
I like that.
Baseball. So now you've put a dent in Natalie's opinion. Now I'm just going to like, by the time Natalie walks out of here, with her mouth burning of wasabi, she is going to be like, I love baseball. I want to go to a baseball game more than ever. Now, this is what I'll say. And this is like, in the award-winning book, A Damn Near Perfect Game, we dove into this topic with...
Oh, Joe Kelly? Is that what that was?
Joe, what was that? Yeah, of course. It was an award-winning book. It only came out like a year ago. So we had to sit down with the commissioner, and he's the one who said this, the commissioner of baseball. Mm-hmm. He said, this is why baseball's not even a question, the best sport to go to. And I totally buy it, which is when you go to a baseball game, is you sit there, you can talk about the day, you can fill your face full of food and drink a ton of beer or whatever it is, but you're doing that. And then boom, something unbelievable happens. And then you can talk about that thing. And then boom, something else happens. And as you get in, the anticipation amps up. With hockey and football, I'm going to save you just from hockey. So hockey, football, and basketball, I think you hit the nail on the head. Where you sit there, it's like stimulation overload.
Yeah.
It's you have no opportunity. It's like you might as well go to – it's the same thing as going to a movie by yourself, right? Yeah. Well, what's the purpose of not going to a movie by yourself? Because you're not talking to the person. You go to a hockey game. You go to the hockey game. You're sitting there, boom, 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 right? Yeah. You're not like talking about anything else. And you're not like talking about the Fruit Loops on the hot dog, you are the baseball game.
Well, Bradfo, you're just a very social guy. So for you, of course, it makes a lot of sense. Sometimes you do want to just sit back, zone out, and watch a 7-3 hockey game. But I was at Fenway Park a couple years ago with a long lost friend, and the game was like 3.5 hours, and it ended, and I was upset that we couldn't hang out anymore. So that's just kind of the difference, I think, you know?
Okay.
Still bitter about that, Tyler, you know?
What's that?
I haven't gotten my call from you about that.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, man.
But I think it's just two totally different things. Do you remember? Here's the other question I have for you, Natalie.
Okay.
Do you remember the first time you walked into a hockey arena and the first time you walked into Fenway Park?
Yeah.
Okay. Which was more impactful?
Well, Fenway Park.
Okay, I win.
That's kind of unfair. A hockey arena. It depends on which hockey arena. But you know what? I think Fenway Park regardless because I have an appreciation for the history.
Okay, but that's my point too.
Yeah.
It's a hockey arena, football arenas, or football arena, football stadiums, basketball arenas. They're all sort of the same.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is another thing. When I walk into Fenway Park as little Bradfo, like it is, the green is never greener. The whites of the white uniforms are never whiter. The whole thing is like, this is magical.
It's art.
And I said this before. When I showed up here at 11:30, the pitching coach for the White Sox has his kid hitting wiffle balls off of the green monster.
I love that.
Yes, right? Like, so, but anyway, I don't know what it has anything to do
with
it.
Hey, do we get to go sign the monster? Does this give us the credibility?
You can do whatever you want. I mean, you guys are part of the family.
Okay, that's fair. Then yes, I would like to do that.
You would?
Yeah, one of these days.
Okay. Again, as long as you get it on video and make it content.
But it's an unfair debate. Obviously, baseball is the ultimate go to the ballpark and enjoy if the weather's good. Hockey, the weather is always, like a little bit cold? So it's different.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, I applaud you, Natalie, for being brave enough to walk in the studios here and say hockey is a better sport to watch.
No,
back off it.
No,
again.
You said in person, not a better sport to watch. You said
in person.
No.
Listen, football is the best sport to watch on TV.
Yeah.
It's not even a question, I don't think.
Yeah. I don't know. For me, like, I'm the type of person who enjoys listening to the announcers, but if I'm going to a live event, if I'm going to a show, something that I really want to like pay the money to watch and see, hockey for me, I think, is it. I mean, I love the point that you brought up. The explosive plays in baseball can kind of come in between the conversation, but as like a passionate like hockey fan, I think, you know, the show they create,
right?
I don't know,
it also let's be honest, it also leans into the attention span of human beings.
Yeah,
now,
exactly,
right?
Yeah.
And so the other question we're going to get to after a break, but first, would you go to a concert or a hockey game? If you could go to any concert, what would you go to?
Okay. I don't have a good, I worked backstage at a concert pavilion for 3 years.
Okay.
So I got to see like Snoop Dogg, Zac Brown, like I worked with them, which was really cool. So I feel like I'm kind of jaded from concerts, but I think like someone I'd love to see now, probably just mainstream, but like a Morgan Wallen.
Okay.
Zach Bryan.
All right. And so which would you be more animated at, the hockey game or the concert?
Probably the concert, because that's not something that I do every week.
Okay. Fair.
Tyler? Bradfo, I know someone who went to a Creed concert as a joke 2 weeks ago, but did not know they were Christian rock. So there was a moment where they asked the crowd to say very religious things in response, and they were just caught completely off guard. So I want to go to a Creed concert and see what that's like.
My brother went to that one.
That's where I'm at. Did you guys know they were Christian rock, by the way?
No. I did not.
What?
Were you talking about her brother?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, there's a lot to pick through here, but most importantly, I have set this scene for at 2:30. 2:30, we will be doing the first ever Woo Sox Wasabi Challenge.
Wow.
All right, you ready?
Ready to go.
Okay. All right, you guys have been awesome so far. Don't let me down. I know you won't. All right, this is Baseball Isn't Boring show. Now we're going to trend. Wow. Attaboy, Tom. Let's go. Yeah, well, this is Natalie Norrie. Tyler Murray.
Hello.
Natalie, this is what I say, and the producers know this. These guys are the best at what they do because they know you get to this point of the show. It's like my five-hour energy has like...
Did you just took another one?
It's a sipping drink, you know.
Okay.
It's
you don't.
I took another one. No, it's like one. It's like I have to time it out throughout the course of the day. But anyway, I want to get the heart rate like at peak levels heading into the Wasabi first ever Woo Sox Wasabi Challenge. Oh, yeah. And there is no better rejoin song than Ace of Spades by Motorhead. Yes or no?
There's no better rejoin.
Play it again. Play it again. Play it again. This is the Baseball Isn't Boring show, and Tom, the producer, is going to play this. Crank it.
I mean, it's not bad, but I'm not going to tell you it's number one out of every single rejoin I've ever heard.
No?
No, it's fine, but you're not going to get me on record saying it's number one.
It's Tyler's prerogative to be wrong. Natalie, what is your take?
I don't know. I mean, I
what would be your walk-in song? What would be your like rejoin song? What the song is like? Let's go.
Joker and the Thief
is a very good.
All right, we'll play that. I'll give you some time to cue that one up. We'll play that to make you feel like better about.
Song. That's also my choice.
Okay.
Tyler.
All right. So, Well, again, both of you, you're excellent at what you do, and we appreciate you being here. And this is the Woo Sox Power Hour. We haven't talked about the Woo Sox at all, but we gonna because the we have in about 4 minutes we're going to be doing the Woo Sox first ever Woo Sox Wasabi Challenge. In case people don't know what that is, it is an homage to our title sponsor, Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage, Wasabi Technologies. And it makes people more educated about the things they think they are the most educated about. Or one of the things they're most. I'm not saying that you guys think that you're the most educated about the Woo Sox, but you spent a fair amount of time at Polar Park, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. You're like, yeah.
All of the time at Polar Park. If we're not here, we're at Polar Park. That's the idea.
All right. I get the sense you're a little scared, a little worried.
My palms are sweating over the Wasabi Challenge. I'm not going to lie.
It's good. It's good. it's good. Which were you more nervous for, the Wasabi Challenge or Tristan Casas interviewing you about your Louis Vuitton bag?
Wasabi, because I've had time to think about this.
Right.
The build up is intense.
Casas came out of nowhere, man.
Raffle also sent you to go and get it rather than supply it.
Yeah, so
I'm glad that's on record.
Yeah, I mentioned this early in the show. I feel terrible, awful. I ran out of time. I went over to some of my Wasabi joints here. As I said in the text, my Wasabi suppliers. Yeah. So yeah, read the text.
Was the alarming part. I'm like, you have a supplier of Wasabi? Okay, let's see here.
Yeah.
All right. 11:37 this morning. Rob Bradford, would you be able to pick up some Wasabi? I can pay you back. My supplier isn't open before me. I'm like, okay.
So you are a drug dealer, Bradford.
He's got a supply. He's got the plugs.
You said this is not the text that I thought I would.
This is not a text I ever expected to get, Bradford, but yes, I can pick up Wasabi. Now, what he doesn't know is the mileage I put on my car. I'm going to write this off, by the way. The mileage I put on my car, I went to Hannaford in Manchester. Mm-hmm. Nope, Bedford. Market Basket in Manchester. I broke my way through the crowds of people grocery shopping on a Saturday, and all I could find...
No, you found the perfect one.
Wasabi.
It's perfect. It's
gluten-free.
Gluten-free. It's like, and that's what I didn't say. I said, Natalie, whatever you do, please do not have gluten in the wasabi. Tyler cannot do this if there's gluten in the wasabi.
I got celiac in the family. You're right. So thank you for being responsible.
Put that on the bumper stickers.
Yeah.
Tyler Murray : I have celiac.
That's the truth.
All right. So let's just get right to it. I mean, it's 2:29. Why not? All right. You guys ready?
Ready.
All right. Who wants to go first? The Wasabi Challenge.
I don't mind going first.
Oh, look
at you. Gentleman.
Look at you.
Gentleman.
All right. How this is going to work is that I am going to ask you, we're talking about the Worcester Red Sox. We already had on Brian Abraham, foreign director. He was excellent about Christian Campbell, and you can go back and we'll put that up on the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast page at BB Isn't Boring to check that out. So we've already started talking about the Worcester Red Sox, but this is next level. This is the opportunity to actually educate the people who are the most educated about the Woo Sox, and thereby educating the public. So thank you for all that you do, you too, for taking the pain of this and educating the public.
Sure.
All right. So I am going to ask, first I'm going to ask Tyler the question. Look, I was so nervous.
And if I get it wrong, I'm eating the wasabi spoon.
Yes, but if you get it right, I will eat it.
Okay.
Okay. And I am going to, and you have not signed waivers, so don't sue me.
No, we're fine. We're clear.
Okay. All right. So the question is, you might actually get this.
50-50? All right.
All right. The Woo Sox record for the most players being called up, having for player for all on the roster for the year, is 79.
Okay.
Where do they stand right now?
Who gave you this question?
Bill Wanless, PR expert. Are you videotaping this now? Hold on.
I need the proof.
What?
Yes.
Can you videotape it?
Bill Wanless is a legend. He hired both of us.
Hold on. I'll videotape. I got it. Hold on. Okay. So
it's always counting numbers with you on the show. It's wasabi.
Yeah,
you
know? I like math.
Okay, that's fine. I don't know the answer, so I'm going to guess. It seems every year we set that record again and again, so there are 2 weeks left in the season after this one. So let's say it is 64.
That was an excellent effort. We appreciate you trying very hard to answer that correctly, but you are wrong.
God. I'm so nervous for you, Tyler.
Hold on.
Can't eat it yet? Okay.
77. They've just called up a new person, Jacob Webb. So that's news.
They're going to shatter that one again.
Yeah. All right, hold on. All right. So, Natalie, I know that you do a lot of great things in the media, podcasts,
hockey.
Sideline, hockey.
Control room operations.
Oh, you're going to be doing the clubhouse, the kids' clubhouse for Nesson in just a mere matter of minutes. Yeah. Now this is going to be your opportunity to do play-by-play of Tyler Murray eating the wasabi. All right, Tyler, you got your water ready? Oh, and what I want you to do after you eat it.
Yeah, you're missing the best part, Bradshaw. What?
Yeah, no, I want you to yell wasabi.
Oh.
What?
How do you say that?
After you... I don't think anyone else has ever done this before. We've usually Gordo doesn't do this.
Oh, we've done it.
Really?
Yeah.
We've done it multiple times.
Yeah. All right.
Oh man.
All right. Ready? All right. Yep. Go ahead.
I'm eating it.
All right.
Just so we're aware, I gave Tyler the smaller portion because he decided to go first. All right. It's in.
Oh man.
Oh, his.
Whoa.
I'm not good at this play by play. But it's kicked in. Tyler is hunched over in his chair right now.
I'm on that wing show with the bald guy.
Oh man.
Hot ones.
Okay, his face is a little bit red, but he's taking it like a champ. I'm very proud of you.
I'm going to yell wasabi. Wasabi! That was horrible.
All right.
It took over the sinuses like you wouldn't believe. Was I supposed to leave it kind of lingering before swallowing?
No. You can do everything you want.
Yeah, so Natalie, first of all, get the question right.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't, I swallowed that quick because I let it hang out for a bit. And you know what? Not as bad as I thought.
That's what Von Grissom said.
I almost fell out of my chair, Andrew Benintendi, Joe Castiglione, 2018 ALCS style. But I hung in there, and I'm pretty proud.
And there's a tear coming out of his
eye. There is. It might hit you in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It hit me immediately. The tears came out, sinus overload, but I've got confidence in
that. All right.
Oh, man.
All right, so Natalie, does this make you more nervous, equally nervous, or less nervous?
Be less.
Well, now I feel like it's a group effort. He did it. I can do it. I have the confidence, but I'm also nervous.
Okay. Well, again, the sole reason we're doing this is to educating people about the great game of baseball and Worcester.
This is the hot wasabi, too.
This is, you got the gluten-free hot wasabi.
Well, that's your fault. You bought it, right?
Well, he told me to get the hot one.
Okay.
I actually bought the more mild one as well.
Okay.
But he kind of...
It doesn't really work.
That wasn't mild. Yeah.
No, that doesn't.
Take one for the team.
All right. We appreciate both you being good sports for this. And all right, you got the music? You got the lead-in music?
Joker. Come on, Joker and the Thief, man.
That, oh no, we're gonna do it. Wait, I want you to play Joker and the Thief as she is suffering.
Wait, Natalie, do you know what sound effect that's from? What show that is? Or are you too young?
I might be young.
Regis Philbin, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? That was a game show, a peak back in the day. Anyway, okay.
All right. Yeah, okay. Don't interrupt the flow.
Sorry.
All right. Here we go.
Okay.
All right. The question is.
Okay.
There have been 5 players who have played 1 game for the Woo Sox this year. Okay? Don't look at him for answers.
Mm-hmm.
5 players who have played 1 game. If you can name 4 of them.
Oh, geez. 4?
You want all 5?
I'm interrupting the flow. I'm thinking 1. Keep going. Sorry.
1, okay.
I think I could do.
You make the rules.
This
you make the
year?
Rules.
Yeah. So four players who have played 1 game for the Woo Sox out of 5.
Now, full transparency, I'm not there every single day of the homestand, but I do my best to pay attention. I'm going to start.
That's like the ultimate disclaimer.
We all do our best.
Hey, I'm going to get.
But you know, honestly, Natalie, the thing is that I appreciate you being such a good sport about this because exactly what you said. Like, I don't expect necessarily you to get this right, but you know how important it is for people to know the 5 players who have played in 1 game for the
Wolves. 1 game. And like, I can think of a few people who are there for a short period of time. Nick Pavetta.
That is correct.
Good job.
Ref Snyder.
That is not correct.
But Pavetta's the right category in terms of what he was there for, you know?
Yeah. Garrett Whitlock?
That is correct.
Okay.
Let's
ding,
go.
Ding, ding, ding. Am I on the right track here?
Yeah, you're nailing it.
You already got one wrong, but
no, this is really impressive.
Thanks for humbling me, Rob. okay, I've got Pavetta, Whitlock.
I think it's good enough, Brad Phone. That's where I'm at.
I want to get one more.
I gotta be honest with you. I volunteered to fix this so that I would eat the sauce, and she said no. I wanna do it.
She's brave.
Yeah.
More stubborn, competitive. No. Is another pitcher in here?
There is. There's 2 more pitchers.
2 more pitchers. What am I thinking of?
And it's gonna be like Tristan Casas, where he took literally 7 minutes to answer the question.
No, I know it. But I'm under the gun here. So I've got Pavetta, Whitlock.
1 game with the Worcester Red Sox. And 5 players.
Unfortunately.
Tanner Houck?
That is wrong. You've gotten 2 wrong.
It's a good guess.
It's a good guess.
Here's the problem, Bradfo. These 2 pitchers appeared on the road with the Woo Sox. So Natalie's got a perfect memory when they're at Polar Park. But
that makes you want to pay attention more.
There's the disclaimer.
Does that mean she shouldn't eat the wasabi? I'm going to give you the answer. No, it doesn't. All right. So, all right. Here we go. Hold on.
Can I get the answers before I do?
Oh, yeah. The answers are, again, thank you, because we want to educate young minds.
Yes, that's right.
Rich Hill and Chris Martin are the 2 pitchers.
Oh,
Tyler O'Neill is the other one.
Right.
It's a great question. That's
really it's a good question. Thank you. All right. Here we go. Natalie Norrie. Wasabi Challenge. Tyler Murray, take it away with the play-by-play.
All right, Bradfo asked her to get it, and she chose the hot version. She gave me the less filled spoon, so thank you for that, Natalie. It's on a plastic spoon. She turned it upside down, and it's going into the mouth. She's realizing her fate.
My heart.
And she hasn't swallowed yet. She should probably do it right now. She kind of seems unimpressed. Now she's laughing. At this point, I'd fallen out of my chair.
Oh, my
so.
God, there's a lot.
Yeah, that was a lot of wasabi. He's taking the water, well deserved. I don't see any tears. I was sobbing. So she didn't like the taste of it. I just didn't like the heat.
All right, Natalie, what do you say? What do you say?
You have to yell wasabi.
I'm shaking. Wasabi.
Thank you.
That is the most repulsive thing I've ever done.
Bradfo's face during those videos. It's like he's an elementary school bully.
It is. So thank you both for
thank you.
Joe Braverman, how do you feel that went?
I thought that was a complete success.
Complete success. You all right, Natalie?
Yeah.
You okay? See, this is not good. I worry about people's health with this.
I need to ask, did you give Grissom and Casas the hot wasabi?
Yeah,
okay.
Oh yeah, they got the real like the yeah no this is, yeah.
Did you clear that with the front office?
They were both on the IL.
Okay.
So they were all-
yeah, so here's my take on Natalie Norrie. Excellent job,
honestly, getting those two. That's really impressive.
I feel like this it, now you tell me, are you gonna be able to talk for your for, are you okay?
You're right. Oh yeah, man.
You're like, we
taking it off.
By the way, you just said man, so you're like, I know you're right. Fight through it.
I'm ready for the first
pitch. You ate the wasabi. Excellent job in the play-by-play, Tyler.
Sure, yeah.
And I could tell you were trying to go all hockey on it. Like, you were trying to be, like, I don't care. I can get punched in the face. I don't. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. It's no big deal. And then it hit.
Yeah.
Then it hit.
I like, there was a moment where I was like, do I chew or swallow? And
got to go down the hatch quick. Ugh, it's like getting hit by a pitch. Don't rub it.
How do you both feel now, a few minutes later, after?
Stupid for being nervous about it.
Okay.
It's still fresh. So nah. Say a little unwell.
I'm ready to take on the day,
right,
though. You know?
All right. Well, let's take a quick break. Let's get our wits about us. Thank you, Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage, Wasabi Technologies. Another successful Hot Cloud, or Wasabi Woo Sox Wasabi Challenge. We're going to be back. And we're going to have a special guest. And this is what I want you two to weigh in, too. We have talked very little about the Worcester Red Sox, but that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
A usual member of this show, Gordo. Do you know Gordo?
Didn't he just get married?
Gordo, I just went to his wedding.
Congratulations, Gordo.
Gordo, Boston Sports Gordo. Good job, he's on Play Tessie.
Fucking the night. Official podcast of the WEI.
Good job, good fucking.
He's married. Good
no, friend. I know, but I feel like you're like
half the battle.
Yeah, I feel like you're still fighting through this. Anyway, but he got married. He's on his honeymoon. This was the ultimate test. Mm-hmm. There's nobody who loves the Red Sox more, but you do not, when asked to come on the radio on your honeymoon, to say yes. And yet he said yes, and he will be calling in so I can ridicule him.
Stud.
So, there you go. All right, Tyler Murray, Natalie Norrie, thank you so much. Be back after this. All right, I blew this. What was the song you guys wanted to play?
Joker and the Thief, yeah, and my Wolf
all right.
Mother.
All right. While we're kicking around with Gordo.
Oh, we did that while she
I
was
like
suffering.
The lay,
did it when?
During the wasabi challenge.
I was taking my.
Oh, you did? I was distracted.
While she was digesting.
Yeah.
Might need to play it again.
Yeah. Did you even hear it, or were you distracted?
I did, and you did? Know what? It was like my movie moment. You know, when like, I don't know, when...
It was. It was like your montage. It was great.
It was my montage moment.
I could.
That was your Rocky montage.
That was your Rocky. Exactly. Right. You got to the top of the steps and you said, "Yay!" Yeah.
Well, the song is most prominently used in The Hangover when the guy's doing the math about how to count cards in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Galifianakis, yeah. With the numbers going across.
That's what Natalie was doing, trying to figure out how to make it seem like this was not like putting her in extreme pain.
That's right.
Anyway, Tyler Murray, Natalie Norrie, and now we are joined by Gordo, the Play Tessie podcast, a fixture on this show. And Gordo, you have failed the test, my friend. You have failed the test.
What was the test?
The test was me asking you to call in to the show on your honeymoon and you saying yes. Come on. Like, what are you doing?
I think I passed the test. Rob, I'm committed to the grind, man. I can't stay away.
You are tweeting. You are coming on radio shows. In case anyone doesn't know, Gordo was married over the weekend. It was the event of the century. I enjoyed myself. Gordo, thank you so much for letting me and my wife and all my friends, Coop and Pat, be part of this. It was awesome. And I hope you're having a great time, but you have failed the test. Like, you got to get away, man. Get away.
I'm honored that you guys came to the wedding. It was amazing to have you guys here. However, I am living my best life. I'm into WEEI, but I'm sitting in a hot tub with a coconut in one hand and my phone in the other, calling into you guys. It's a beautiful time. I can see, actually, they're setting up across on the beach for another wedding. It looks like they're setting up right now.
All right, the last request I will have. Can you ask, do you have a waiter coming over, or do you have to actually walk over to a bar?
It's both. There's like a swim-up bar. There's a land bar. The waiters will come
right
up and offer you drinks.
Summon your butler and ask them for a healthy dollop of wasabi and just eat it, all right? I don't – because Gordo, Natalie Norrie's here. Tyler Murray's here. They both flawlessly executed the first-ever Woo Sox Wasabi Challenge. So we got to keep the momentum going. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was great.
How did it go? What'd you ask them?
I asked Tyler what number were the – how many players have played for the Woo Sox this year?
Blew it. Not even close.
Not even close. And I asked Natalie, I said, give me four of the five guys who have played in one game for the Woo Sox this year. She actually did pretty well. Excellent job, Natalie.
Were you expecting this, Bradford?
Exactly one game.
I mean, this shows you're an expert on your field. I mean, it's like most people wouldn't even gotten as many as you got right. So, but
that is a wildly difficult question.
And also, and the backstory to it, Gordo, was that you know how much difficulty I have finding wasabi? Poor Natalie went to three different supermarkets in New Hampshire looking for just the perfect wasabi. So she, again, is part of the family now because that is
wow.
The initiation.
That's literally what it
wow,
is.
Wow, Natalie. It's like you searched around store by store for the weapon to kill yourself. That's pretty much what you did.
Keep your friends close, your enemies close.
Yeah, in the spirit of fraternities and sororities, I mean, is there? Were you in a sorority at UNH?
No, sir.
Thank you for being so formal. All right, Gordo, we gotta run. But again, that was the biggest test. But what is your? How do you feel? Okay, now the Red Sox haven't been playing that well. You're in your honeymoon. Are you okay? Are you okay?
I am in max relaxation mode. And I'll tell you one thing, Rob. What the max relaxation mode has brought out of me, make up two games on the Twins in 2 weeks and then sweep them in 2 weeks, and you're right where you need to be.
That's all it is.
Can you guys fathom this? This guy's talking like this on his – like, what are you doing?
I completely agree with the logic, by the way. Not like – look, I couldn't be making this call right now if I was in his shoes with the coconut and the swim-up
bar. No. Could you imagine – you're married?
Yeah.
Could you imagine doing this to your wife?
No, of course not. Well, we went on a Mediterranean cruise with no cell service, so I had no. I was watching the ALCS at 4 a.m. It was crazy.
Natalie, if you were on your honeymoon with your husband, would this have happened?
Probably not. No.
Hey, thank you.
It was one of a kind.
There
you go.
I like you personally, but you're insane. Hey, Gordo, it's always good to hear from you, man. Congratulations again. We'll get more into your wedding when you get back, all right?
Yeah, all right. He's gone. He's knee deep in the hot tub.
His wife ripped the phone away from him. I like it. Either that or he drowned. All right. Hey, listen, Tyler Murray, Natalie Norrie, thank you for brightening my day, brightening our day, educating us in the great game of baseball. Thank you for stopping by. You're welcome anytime. Anytime.
Do we have to do the wasabi challenge again?
No, you've done it all. Okay. You can implement it to somebody else if you like.
I'm not going to be that mean.
You're not. Thank you for making me feel terrible about myself. Tyler, you're on the call later today.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon, man.
And Natalie, you're hosting Ness and Clubhouse.
Yep.
Oh, good stuff. All right. Joe Braverman, excellent job, excellent job, excellent job. Tom, good job to you as well.
Was this
excellent.
The combined perfect game that you wanted?
I can't. No, oh, Tyler's shaking his head. No.
No, you complained about Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses, and right then and there I knew.
That's me, though. That's me. That's my own insecurities. All right. Anyway, this has been the Baseball Isn't Boring Show at BB Isn't Boring. Go check it out. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Brian Abraham for coming on. We'll see you next week.